Okay, good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 2:15 agenda item and it's meeting with misdemeanor probation to discuss the cost of supervision. So with that, I'll hand it over to you, Director.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I'm circling back from our I requested budget workshop where we had discussed revenues and potentially raising the cost of supervision. So a couple quick updates just as we lead into this discussion. Our year-to-date revenue for cost of supervision is just over $492,000.
Okay.
Our projected revenue for FY26 was $448,000. So we've already had the highest revenue collection year that we have ever had in my time here.
Okay.
I would attribute a lot of that to tax intercept season. It was just really high this year, and I can't explain how those numbers were that high for those months, but we got a lot of money through tax intercept.
And that's basically refunds, not making it back to the people that...
Yeah. So, for example, in February, the total collected, and then you have to still take some out, because some of it goes to Post, and then some of it goes to other counties that are supervising people for us.
Right.
But... I mean, that month we received over $98,000 in cost of supervision, which on a normal kind of tax intercept revenue February kind of month, that number would be between $60,000 and
$70,000. Wow.
March was $82,000. April was $94,000, which was just off the charts. I think the thing that makes it kind of difficult is I don't know if that's the new trend or if that's just an anomaly and next year they kind of go back down to where they historically have been. But we have seen an increase in number of people on probation too. So that I'm sure it also contributes to it. I had a meeting with the judges. I went out with the magistrates and the administrative district judge. And I gave you a handout because I was asked a question in that meeting that I was not prepared for. And that breaks out what all the different counties charge for cost of supervision. And as you can see, it ranges from $25 a month to $75 a month. And $75 is what statutorily you can charge. And the courts, they can waive or reduce that fee on a case-by-case basis based on the need of the individual. And so if I gave a quick recap of the meeting with the judges, a couple of the themes that were pointed out to me was that the majority of these people have already been found to be indigent. Pretrial release, reimbursement fees are now being ordered. But they'll basically, if the county chooses to raise it, they're going to continue to do what they normally do, which is if somebody requests that they have that fee reduced or waived, they'll continue to deal with those on a case-by-case basis. They do probably anticipate that they'll see an increase in those requests from the public defender's office. But basically, they're going to do business as they've always done it, is what they told me. In June, trying to give us a little bit of an idea, and bear in mind, these are kind of fat-fingered numbers. If we roughly think, as best we could, try to figure out, the payment rate was about 61% in June. And when I say about, it's because you have people that it's been waived or are incarcerated and they're not being charged. So roughly 61% of the people paid. And so if you raised it to $75 a month, in June, you on the high end, you would get an additional $10,000 in revenue. And I think that's probably more than realistic. I tried to do it based on the year of what we'd have so far. Like if it was $75 this entire fiscal year, and it was like $123,000 of extra revenue, which I think is also skewed because tax intercept, I think, is, I don't know, it was just really high this year. But you would get extra revenue. I think the $10,000, like for last month, would be a high number, but it would probably be in that, you know, it'd be in that range of what you could expect to receive an additional revenue that month. And when I say break it down that month, because literally every, when we look historically, I mean, there tends to be different patterns. Like, for example, like revenue collection is always lower in December and January, which kind of makes sense. People are declining to pay these fees so that they have money for Christmas. We see it drop down a little bit in the summer. We see it pick up in the fall. And of course, in the spring, we really see it pick up with tax intercept. So that's kind of what you'd have to look at as you kind of consider if you want to move forward and raise the cost of supervision. And I would recommend that if you raise it, you just go all the way to 75 and not be in a boat of having to revisit it like next year or the year after if you want to raise it more. Just, I would say, go to the maximum that you can charge.
And I would concur with that. I don't have it out for any of these individuals, but here's where I am at philosophically. Is philosophically, the state has set a maximum, and what am I doing? I am compensating these costs with tax, property tax dollars. And so I don't see that that's fair. The rest of these people, I shouldn't say the rest, majority of the people that are compensating the difference, they're law-abiding citizens, and it's kind of like they're getting a slap in the face. And so the other philosophical position is when I complain to my legislature that I don't have enough to do all of the stuff I'm needing to get done, they're going to look at me and say, well, we set a fee for $75 and you're choosing to do 60. So you must be doing, life must be good for you. So I think knowing that there's a safety valve on this per case with the judge making a discretionary decision if they couldn't possibly pay, and we're wasting our time if we do charge them, I think that's different than just everybody gets charged $75 and some you'll never get and you don't know which ones. We do know which ones we won't get to some extent because the judge has already made that determination. So I'm okay with going to 75.
What do you think? Are they going to have a higher propensity of waiving the fee if it's at 75 versus 60?
I think you'll see an increase in fees waived. I mean, I do think you'll see more of those cases where they get waived.
Regardless of a change going forward or an increase because of the increase?
I think if you raise it, you will see more cases where the court waives the fee. Do I think that's going to be a bunch? No, I don't. I do think you have some judges that are more, we see it even today, there's certain judges that are more inclined to waive that fee than others. Do I think that you're just going to see, I mean, we're not going to be in an Elmore County situation where the judge sets, well, in Elmore County, the judge sets it individually on every case based on what the judge feels they can pay. Wow. We're not going to be in a land like that.
Right.
We will see more cases waived. I think you will see, if you choose to go forward and do it, you'll probably see a lot of balking probably for the next year or so. I think probably the biggest gripe that you're going to probably see is that even though IDOC could statutorily charge 75, they elect to charge 60. And I think you'll probably see that balking of like, well, I'm on probation for this little misdemeanor and I'm paying more than the guy who's on for a felony. I think we'll see that kind of thing. But I also think that eventually it all kind of evens out and it becomes the new norm. It just may take a year or two before you kind of get to that point where it's the new norm and it's just what we do.
Let's see you.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, personally, I'm not in favor of raising it because I think that at times, like, I think when we compare the misdemeanor to the felon, the state covers a lot more of their stuff. The state covers their treatment. The state covers their drug testing. We at the county level, we're not covering any of that. We're not paying for them to go to treatment. We're not paying for them to drug test. They're bearing all that cost. So if somebody has to go drug test, that's basically $20 a time. If you're going to domestic violence class, you know, you're paying like $50 a week to go. If you're lucky enough, on a substance abuse class, you're getting some state assistance. But I think you do kind of run into that land of like, well, you know, you're bearing a lot of costs, and we're also seeing too where, I mean, the county's going back in and asking for pretrial release reimbursement now, and the courts are ordering that. So I mean, to some degree, I worry a little bit that like we put some people in a hole that they can't get out of. But you know, I think like to Chairman Holton's point, they do have a valve to go back to the court and request it. I think the only thing that's going to probably make that a little harder as it goes forward is the state public defender has really taken a different approach. As soon as their appeal period is up, they are withdrawing from the case, and now that person is stuck with no attorney. And it does make it a little harder for them to redress and ask the court for these kind of things. But they do, I mean, to Chairman Holton's point, they do have an avenue where they could petition the court to waive that fee altogether.
Can you further explain what the county is now asking for pretrial?
Yeah, so in the sheriff's office, when you go through and you're on pretrial release, and you pled guilty, you found guilty, now they're going through and they're asking for reimbursement of those costs. And the courts are basically ordering that at the time of sentencing now, which is, I think, something that's probably been in the last year that they've started to do that. Because that was one of the other things that the judges did point out is, you know, we're ordering reimbursement on pretrial release fees now that we didn't used to order to.
You've been in the courtroom. Do you have just a personal experience observation? I mean, I'm asking something different than a legal opinion.
Yes.
I'm just asking an observation.
No, I do. I mean, I heard it a lot that individuals would rather be on felony probation than on misdemeanor probation because misdemeanor probation, they do a better job at monitoring. And so I think that's an argument that weighs in favor of raising those costs. When we're talking about a $14 or $15 increase a month, it's not astronomical. So I think where we're getting a better service through misdemeanor probation than we are through felony, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I think any time that we mess with these, there's going to be a downstream ripple effect. And I'm very curious about... obviously, for the majority of this, they're going to be in a more common tax bracket, and I don't know what they experienced this past year, whether there was new, you know, refunds that everybody was for sure that they filed for because they were going to get that, and then it got caught on this that they hadn't been. I have no idea, but that is a very strange phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect it to happen 2 years in a row. I don't know what. They just not going to predict what's going to happen next year, but I'd be totally surprised if it followed.
Yeah. But, I mean, Chairman, the cost of everything has gone up. Like, I want to say, because we've raised it twice in my time here. We raised it once to $50, and then we raised it to $60. And I want to say the last time we did it was 2011, 2012, maybe. I want to say it was one of those 2 years. Wow. Was when it went to 60.
Okay.
That makes me want to do it just right there. I mean, it's been so long.
Well, you think... I want to try to say this well. But
want, air quotes, want.
What?
How about that?
When you're in society and you're down on your luck and you're in with like people that are experiencing difficulties, the wages that you could walk down the street and start a job is significantly different than 2011 compared to today. And to be fair, you know, I don't know if they have prior convictions or whatever, but we're talking misdemeanor. We're not talking felony. So you still have many of the doors open for employment that the felons are challenged to get those wages. So I think the wages have increased way more than $15 a month in that many years. So.
Well, and they're obviously working because of the tax intercept.
Because they have a tax intercept. That's a true story.
And I would also, sorry to interrupt again, sir, but I would also say that, like that 61% that I pulled from like June, that's just the supervised portion. That's not including all the people who are on bench warrant status.
Oh.
On what status?
On bench warrant status. They're basically absconders. They have warrants sitting out there for them. So if we factored that in, that would be a much lower collection rate than what we have. That's just kind of fat fingering it off of like the actual people are like, they're coming in and seeing their PO. So I think the best way to kind of look at the cost of supervision is it's a way to try to offset the cost of the program. I don't know that we'll ever be in a land again where you can run it based solely off a cost of supervision, but I think the way I explain it to offenders when they complain is it's a way to try to offset the cost to the taxpayer. The taxpayer is always going to have a certain amount of cost. It's just a way to try to offset it.
I've said this many times, so I'm going to say it again. When the state was formed, misdemeanors was up to $1,000. Well, $1,000 in the late 1800s and early 1900s, even back then doing research, you could buy a really nice house for $300. So $1,000 fine as a misdemeanor, and you put that to a average or below average home now, that would be a $200,000 fine. So somewhere along the way, societally, we've neutered what a judge can do as a misdemeanor conviction. It doesn't sting like it was intended to do when it was first created. So, do I think these people can handle a $200,000 fine? Very few of them. But a few of them could and probably should, because they laugh all the way to the bank and to the payment made to the county for their fine. So, but most of them, it hurts, it stings.
So, sir, if the board wanted to move forward with raising it, what we've done in the past is that you guys have noticed it up, there's been a public hearing, and then a resolution. We would probably want to have legal check, because a few years back, the Supreme Court had all the ADJs issue administrative orders saying what the cost of supervision was for the counties, and they just did what the county had already said. But I think the process would still probably be us having a public hearing. And then a good start date, just my opinion, might be if we can do it so that it's goes into effect October 1.
That's what would be logical.
And then we'd have to work with the clerk, because frankly, their office is probably going to have the big lift in terms of going in and changing these amounts on all these cases.
Yeah.
And if we can do these things early enough, we can let offenders know that the change is coming, and it gives the clerk's office some time to prepare to do all that work.
Trent, if you instituted it October 1, would you need to have some nuance that it was, in other words, if you draw a line in the sand, how is it applied to cases that are ongoing? Would it be any new case that happens or starts after October 1? How would that?
Well, the judge has already ordered it at the lower fee. I don't think we would want to go back and
no.
So we would probably just want to start with new cases after October. It would just be the cleanest, I think.
Okay.
Historically, when we've done it in the past, it was every case. like when that when the new date started, that rate went up to that new amount.
So as long as the judge hasn't made a determination from October 1, any new determinations?
Yeah. The judgment actually, the court judgment actually says is set by the Board of Canyon County Commissioners.
Okay.
But historically, I mean, there's different attorneys now than there was then.
Right.
But when, on those two occasions, it was every case.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if the order says as based on fees set by Canyon County Commissioners.
Right.
My concern is if the judge has ordered something less, we don't want to increase that.
Yeah.
Like if he's ordered a set amount.
Right. And that's what I didn't want to get in.
Typically, what it is they just waive it all together. And we would just probably have to work with the court finance because they're the ones that are probably going to have to go through and make all these changes.
Right.
To make sure that one that's been waived on the judgment doesn't get activated.
Right. Okay. All right. You still pondering?
No, Mr. Chairman. I'm just kind of looking at this list that was provided to us of all the other counties. You know, the ones close by to us, Ada's at 75, Gems at 65, Washington's at 65. And then there are several small counties that are at 75 already. So it's definitely a mixed bag of dollar amounts, that's for sure.
Yeah. Thank you for doing the list. I appreciate that.
Well, actually, Supreme Court put this together, so I can't take credit.
Oh, man. But you knew where to get it and print it, so that's what matters.
But, Mr. Chairman, I think at this point I would be in favor of moving it to 75.
Okay. So I'd make a motion that we direct both the director and legal to work together towards making a notice for a public hearing on a fee increase, and that work with staff, and we'll set that date sometime future when we get the documents drafted. And the goal would be to have this done or ready to be enacted and start October 1.
And I'm sure we've already had similar forms. We could just take our old one and update it, and it shouldn't be too long.
Okay.
My second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All righty. We will work towards having a public hearing on it then and see where we go from there. Thanks for the discussion. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's so definitely a lot of gray. All right. I would make a motion, then we adjourn for this portion of the meeting.
I second.
Motion's been made seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.